Good morning. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. I accidentally hung up on you. My apologies.
Oh, okay. No worries.
I went to put you on hold, and I don't know how somehow I ended up on hold.
I know.
It's a Tuesday.
Sorry. No worries.
All right. And then my computer, obviously, is acting slow today.
All right.
What's your last name?
First name is Fannie Mae, all one word, Fannie Mae.
Hold on. You see, now my computer won't even start. What the heck? One second. Let me get paper and pen. All right. You said Sally Mae?
No, Fannie, Fannie, Fannie Mae, Mae, all one word.
Date of birth?
5/15/30. So her last 15, name is Freeman. 30. I don't think I've ever told you the Freeman.
Freeman? So it's Fannie Mae Freeman.
Freeman, yes, ma'am.
Freemond?
No, Freeman, Freeman.
And address? Home address?
Where she's currently residing?
Where she's going to be at.
Okay, 35.
Uh-huh.
North Church Street?
Uh-huh.
Clifton Heights, PA? 19018.
What's the city again?
Clifton Heights. Clifton Heights. Clifton Heights.
Got it. A good number to reach, Miss Fanny?
Her or me?
Her.
Her number is 609. Oh, God, what's grandma's number? He won't have mercy. 609-498-2201.
2201?
Yes, 2201, yes.
Okay, and you're going to be the caregiver, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
First name is Mardea, M-A-R-D-E-A. Last name is Smalls, S-M-A-L-L-S.
And a good number to reach you is on my call ID?
Yes, 610, yes, 5209. I'm going to end at 5209.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you all the information that you need. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
I want you to write Medicaid broker number down. That's Medicaid broker number.
Broker number, okay.
It's 877
mm-hmm.
550
mm-hmm.
4227.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to call, let them know that you're assisting her through the Medicaid process, and that she is in need of home care services.
Through the Medicaid process?
Medicaid, yep, Medicaid. Medicaid is the state-funded program. It's
okay.
Income-based, and you have to physically apply for it.
Okay. So I'm assisting her through the Medicaid process.
You want to assist her through the Medicaid process because she needs Medicaid in order for it to
mm-hmm.
pay for home care services, because we're going to knock two birds off in one stone. We're going to try to get her onto the insurance that covers home care and then get her onto home care so you can get paid to be her attendant. Actually, you can hire anyone, any friend, family, trusted loved one. It cannot be a legal guardian, cannot be a power of attorney, and it cannot be a legal spouse.
Okay. So once I contact the Medicaid broker, I guess they'll walk me through the entire process.
They're going to assist you to get the application in, all the county forms that they need to fill out, depending on the county that you reside in. They're going to
mm-hmm.
assist you on Medicaid through the county.
Okay.
And then we're going to be monitoring, taking over shortly after, because once she gets approved, then there's another process to get her onto home care services. But
with you guys, I'm assuming.
Yep. Now
okay.
I'm going to give you the agency's information, okay?
Okay.
So my name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
My direct number is 267-551-7410.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is the same as mine, ends in 00.
Okay.
So 267-551-7400.
Okay.
And the name of the agency that's going to hire you and assist Ms. Fannie Mae onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care. And you're in luck, too, because we're one of the highest-paying agencies. You're going to get paid once a week. If she gets more than 40 hours, you're going to get overtime. So time and a half.
Okay. And what's the hourly rate?
We can't give you that until she gets approved because it's based on the county and how many hours she gets.
Okay.
All right? So once we, you know, go through all them hurdles and get her onto services, then we can send you hiring applications and get you registered, get you approved and on board. So by the time the state finds her eligible, guess what? We're not scrambling to get you hired. You hired, on payroll, ready to get paid. All right?
And generally, Jasmine, what's the processing time with the state? How long does that
take? The quicker you submit that information that they're going to ask you, because it's all income-based. They're going to ask you for, like, her a savings account, checking account. They're going to ask you for, you know, what kind of insurance she currently has. What is she bringing? If she's on Social Security, they're going to need an award letter. They're going to give you the list of the things that they're going to need in order to determine eligibility. The sooner you surrender that, the sooner they work on the application, we're looking at a turnaround of less than 30 days.
Okay.
Anything with the state, you already know anything with the state, takes over 30 days. But we're here to assist you and push it forward. So it's not sitting on somebody's desk, okay?
Okay. Now, my other question then, once it's approved, do they ever backdate to the time she actually moved in with me, or is this going forward?
No, it's only going forward. They're going to go back 5 years on her financials, but they're not going to pay backwards, no.
I understand. Okay. All right.
The important thing is that you're doing everything necessary now to get you.
You faded it out for a minute. Jasmine?
Can you hear me?
You're going in and out. Sure thing.
All the right messages to where you need to go.
Okay? You're still fading in and out. It sounds like you're underwater or something. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
That's a lot better, yes.
So I was saying that you're doing all the right steps to get you in that direction. So
okay, perfect. All right.
The first step, okay?
I'll get on the phone with the broker right now.
All right. Welcome to Family First. Call me if you need me.
Well, do, Jasmine. Thank you so much for your
time. All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.